Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted that you are here. Rod is a trans channel. Consciousness is totally gone. And the being who's most appropriate for you all, callers and listeners, will come through. And we get no advance notice. It's a lovely surprise. And it's very often very telling by who comes through as to what's going on in the world and what's going to happen in the near future. So it's very interesting. Okay, so let's go.
Hello, dear one. This is Sananda, or as many of you have known me, Jesus. Hello.
Welcome, Sananda. We're delighted that you are here. Thank you so much for coming today. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we get started?
I have a recommendation, if you will. And that is that you be peace. This will serve you in so many ways you cannot even imagine. Highly recommend it.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful idea and a very similar message to what the host got in the last day or so from Lord Michael and Merlin. Thank you so much. Okay, we're starting off with Cindy.
Thank you for being here, Sananda.
My pleasure.
My first question is about 4chan that Jordan Slather talks about in his updates, daily updates, and how he puts out these questions of things that are relating to that are happening. Is this person a human? Is the information being channeled to him, or is it because of what he, let's say, he does for work or her?
This being is being channeled by another.
So 4chan is, I'll just use yourself as an example. 4chan is giving the information through a person like Rod, am I understanding correctly?
Well, a person who channels, yes.
Okay. And who is this being that's doing, that's coming through and giving the information?
A spirit on my side of the veil.
Okay. Okay. And then Jordan also talks about Q, goes by the name of Q, and I relate that to the TV show. I sort of chuckled because of the old TV show, Star Trek Next Generation, and there was a few shows with a interesting character by the name of Q. So is this Q a human? Or is the information being channeled through someone else?
The latter.
Oh, okay. And the person, the being that's doing the channeling, is that person up, like on your level?
The person that is channeling is incarnate.
No. The cue, the information that's coming through?
Yes.
Like I'm the person that's typing up the information. The being that's giving me this information to pass along, how high up the level is this being?
High enough, dear one.
Okay. Is Trump aware of what is being told through 4chan, with the being's name of 4chan and Q? Is he watching the tweets that come through Twitter, or watching, let's say, Jordan Slather? Is Trump aware of all of this information that's coming through?
No, dear one.
Would it be helpful if he did?
He has other sources that will give him that information and more.
Okay, so in one of Q's messages, and also Trump put a message out to the world, and they both used the plus sign 3 times. What does this symbology represent? The 3 plus signs.
Are you asking about 3 plus signs in a row?
Yes.
That symbology for the good guys.
Okay. And then the information, I do not remember if it came through 4chan or Q, and they've been talking about a mystery machine. Should you elaborate what that mystery machine is?
Dear one, I think you're referring to a time travel machine.
Oh, cool. Okay. And then on one of the military bases, I believe it's in Wyoming, it's where they have a message system called Sky King. And all of a sudden, it's been getting very busy. And I believe it was yesterday, through this messaging that they were communicating with other military people. It was unusual because it had approximately 276 letters or symbols that was being transmitted out. Is this happened to be like coordinating for arrest to be happening in the United States, or what is happening with this messaging?
Communication with groups who are in communication with the beings on the inner part of your earth.
What on the inner earth did you say?
The beings from inner earth. That's what he said.
Oh, okay. Okay. And is he, Sananda, are you able to tell us what they were communicating about, or is that something we shouldn't be aware of at this time?
They wouldn't serve you right now.
Okay. Okay. And has Bill Gates of Microsoft been arrested yet?
Very soon.
Okay. And then I've noticed through Facebook that many senators and congresspeople have been deciding not to run for re-election, and this is quite a few people. Is this because they know that their time is up?
Yes, they're well aware that everything is going to change.
And are some of them being cooperative and talking about what's been occurring?
Not as many as you would like.
Okay. Okay. And then I live in the Sedona, Arizona area. And I was wondering, with all the energy coming into the earth and getting closer and closer to the fifth dimension, the vortexes here, for example, Bell Rock is one of the names. I've been told that's male energy. And if I remember right, Cathedral Rock is female energy. I was wondering if their energies are shifting, like if male, becoming male and female, or are their energies getting stronger?
Dear one, I need for you first to answer my question.
Yes.
When you say you live in Sedona, are you bragging?
No, I just, there's vortexes all over the world. I was just giving that as an example because I work in the tour industry and the company I work with is Earth Wisdom, and I talk to potential guests about the different energies that I'm a little bit aware of on the vortexes, and I want to make sure that I'm accurately describing, yes, Bell Rock is male energy, because that's what I've been told, and Cathedral Rock is female energy. So I'm just wondering about the vortexes all over the earth. Are their energies changing?
They're not switching polarities, but they are intensifying.
Okay. Okay, because what's really interesting is the tourist industry is not as strong as it used to be in the Sedona area. Does that have anything to do with the energies intensifying in Sedona?
No, dear one, that's a totally separate phenomenon.
Okay. Okay. And then on the personal side, my lovely roommate, I wake her up because I talk in my sleep. So I've asked her to listen to see if she can hear what I'm saying and if she can remember, tell me the next day. And she has said the last few nights in a very, not in a firm voice, I've been saying, stop it, don't do that, and go away, things like that. I do not remember these because it's in the middle of the night. Is this things I'm working, helping the light workers, or is it just dreams that I happen to be having?
It's not happen to be. You are working on in your dream time. You're working on growing. You are growing personally during this time right now.
Okay, so why am I telling someone to go away and to stop it? Am I telling myself or someone else?
No, you are going through situations that you've gone through before, but this time you're saying no.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And that is why, that's all I have to ask at the moment. So thank you very much, Sananda.
You're welcome, dear one. I have to tell you that I believe that when you say you live in Sedona, you're bragging.
Well, I don't actually live in Sedona. I work in Sedona. I can't afford Sedona. But I'll see. Okay, I understand that.
Cindy's teasing you.
Oh, okay. Okay. I love my job. It's turned out wonderful, Mary, since I was told I needed to be humble. I took that to heart. So, and well, good. Thank you, Sananda. Thank you very much. And okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Blessings. Okay, Laura, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, dear one.
Hello, how are you?
I am fantastic. And you?
I'm doing well. I have a question maybe you could help me with.
Okay.
I appreciate your wisdom, and I'm curious what my connections to the Telosians are.
You have collaborated with them.
Is this in conjunction with the work that I'm being asked to do by the Arcturian group?
Indeed it is.
So what is the message, and or how will I know what the message is that I'm to bring forward from the Arcturians?
Simply get in a quiet space and tune in.
That's what I have been working towards. I'm supposed to bring this forward tomorrow in some capacity. I'm waiting to see how my goal is to help accelerate the ascension of those that are interested in clearing and rebalancing to become more fully aligned with the 5D reality that we are engaging in. And I'm curious, what is the best forum in which for me to do this?
Physical groups.
Okay. Will the radio groups reach the people the way that I'm hoping will happen?
Mostly.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your counsel.
My pleasure.
Is there anything that I can do to assist your efforts?
Yes. Be peace.
Well, bring peace.
Be peace.
I work on that.
Be it.
Be peace. Be peace. Ah. I work on that too.
I know. And thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Most
Those are the only there. Questions I have.
Namaste.
Blessings to you. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Okay. We are having the pleasure of Sananda's presence today. This is very awesome, and we're very appreciative. Okay, I have a couple of questions. The Saudi Arabia mess that's going on, that seems to be a very good thing. There's been a purge of, maybe it's still going on, of hundreds of princes and generals and religious leaders, and the prime minister resigning, and all of that. Can you comment on this?
I would not call it a mess, dear one. I would call it extremely positive. Yay, about time.
Yes, yay.
Yeah, it's a mess if you look at it physically, but energetically, it's an absolute blessing, right?
Indeed.
Indeed, this is good. And so therefore, is the statement that Hezbollah is ruling Lebanon now, is that a true statement related to this?
It is, and thank goodness.
Another good blessing, huh?
Yes.
All right, great. Okay. There are people apparently reportedly looking for death certificates in the coroner's office in Las Vegas on the basis of the events on October 1st, I believe it was, at the music concert.
I think you mean the non-event.
The non-event. Well, it started out as a concert, and they're not finding them. Can you comment on this, too? I mean, so much has been put out about the Las Vegas incidents and how badly reported, of course, they've been. But there were things that did actually happen, in contrast to the Texas church thing. Can you comment about this, the Las Vegas?
Las Vegas was inexpensive enterprise for the cabal. They did some drive-by shootings at the hotels, and they dragged people in to make it look like they'd been killed there, when in fact they'd been killed elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. But it was mostly very inexpensive.
Well, I would think so, because all they had to do was fly in a bunch of FBI and CIA and Mossad agents into the hotels and provide guns and bullets, and for them, that's cheap.
Yeah.
That's cheap. Yes. Okay. So,
I would take this as a very good sign if I were you, because they're running out of money and they're running out of power.
Which are excellent points.
It's excellent to be happening.
Yes, yes. And in some ways, the California fires that were the directed energy weapons, they already had those weapons. They simply used them, right? So that was another cheapie?
Yes, another cheapie. Not for the people whose lives were wrong, but
for the cabal, it was
yes.
A cheapie. Yes. Okay. When they bring in bodies that were killed elsewhere to these false flags, do they pick out people who are killed and they kill them elsewhere with no fanfare and bring them in, or do they find people? How do they do that?
They do a bit of both.
Both, okay. Until they reach the number they want, and then haul those in and
yes.
go from there. Okay. Okay, I had an idea that I would love to put out, but I'd love your comment on it first. Apparently, there's two really nasty situations in the California fire deal. One is that reportedly 40 firefighters lost their homes, which is just, to me, is just insane. It's just a disaster for those good people to have that happen to them. And secondly, that a lot of good people doing good work, a good vineyard, for example, that puts out really healthy wines was destroyed, but the cabal-owned vineyards were not destroyed.
Correct.
I would love to see the Galactics come in and, in a way, kind of get in the face of the cabal and simply give those firefighters their homes back, just rebuild them, which they can do. Create the vineyards again, so these good people get up one morning and, oh my God, the vineyard's back, because I think it was Fry, vineyarders, Fry, something like that, said they, Fry, they would rebuild, but it's going to take them years in a 3D timeline. Can you comment on that?
It's an excellent idea. I love it.
Well, then I'd like to send out an email about this. For people to, in whatever way they want, through meditation or manifestation or whatever, let's get this going and help those good people in California very quickly recover from this cabal disaster.
So be it, dear one.
Okay, I will do that. Because the Galactics are perfectly capable of rebuilding that, like a few minutes, a few hours, a day, whatever, the homes, the vineyards?
They have a few little problems in that regard.
Okay.
Not the least of which is the rule of non-interference.
Okay. The prime directive. All right. In this case, if people ask for it, can it be done?
Yes.
Okay. So if the people ask for it, it can be done, and it's done quite quickly, is it not? Because it's all energy?
Blink of an eye.
Okay, that works for me. All right. So just to remind people, the prime directive, they have to ask. The firefighters have to ask for their homes back. So that means getting the word to them, the people with the vineyards and the other people that do good work, like the man who stayed to save his animals in his zoo, but lost his home. But he stayed alone and sent his family on the way. They should have their home back. If they will ask for it, is that the key?
That is the key.
All right. All right, I will put that out. How's the clearing of the toplet bombs coming? And maybe for somebody who doesn't know what those are, address that.
These are bombs that are, if you take the most powerful nuclear bomb, your NOAA, they're over 1,000 times that powerful, and they have, there was a whole network of them that was placed around the planet as a threat that the powers that are not in favor of humanity, shall we put it that way?
That's a fine way.
Had to prevent their being attacked. And those are in the process of being cleared. And by the Christmas after this one, they will certainly all be gone.
All right, the Christmas after this one, that seems like a long time, but this is a huge job, is it not?
It certainly is.
How in the world, I guess only with galactic help, does one clear out a bomb that is 1,000 times more powerful than the biggest nuclear bomb we have on the planet? That is, like, huge.
It is huge, but the warheads have powers that can handle that.
Okay, so it's the Y hat, and they're taking out like one bomb at a time. They're working on one. Is it a matter of disintegrating it, diffusing it, melting it?
Transforming it.
All right, that's a good word. Okay. Well, since everything is energy, that's energy also. It's just a very large amount of energy concentrated into one little, and these are physical, are they not?
Oh, they are definitely physical.
They are definitely physical, okay. But cloaked from our view? Okay, so they're physical but cloaked, which is why we don't notice things up there. Okay, got it. So this must be a huge network that was placed. Taking one bomb at a time to take it down.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. All right. How is Trump doing in his Asia efforts?
Extremely well, I'm glad to say.
Yes, reportedly by Merlin that he's doing much better than any of the news outlets of any kind. Yeah? Is that true?
That is correct.
That is true. Okay. Is it because the mixed bags are seeing the handwriting on the wall that it's time for them to play nice?
There are those that are deciding that it's time to play nice. There are those who are looking at the pluses and the minuses of staying course and going, eh, it's not worth it.
which means that the cabal types, the Khazarian mafia, is either backing down or softening or deciding not to be so aggressive. Is that what you're saying?
That's part of it.
Okay.
Some of the higher levels of those have firmly determined, shall we say, that they will leave the planet.
Well, yes, the higher levels, many of them took blood oaths to their agenda,
yes.
Which means they either pull off the agenda or they go bye-bye.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're happy to see them go with their bye-bye agenda. Yes?
It was their choice?
Yes, it was. They chose their path. You bet. Okay. So there was supposedly a warning about a possible event in Vietnam, not just a meeting with Putin, but something kind of nasty. Is that just part of this whole thing that will be defanged?
It's just the cheapest thing they can do is spread fear.
Yes. Okay. So that's a big no-no. Not going to happen. Okay. The Paradise Papers that have been released, I have not had a chance to review any of that material in detail, but why are they calling it Paradise? And why are they calling it the Paradise Papers?
It's a sick joke.
Okay, that works for me. That's funny. Okay. So, particularly in Japan, where the Khazarian mafia has been so very strong, did Trump make all the inroads he wanted to make, or a good portion of them?
He did well.
Very well. Okay. All right. That is good. So they, too, those mafia people are, again, choosing, and whatever they choose is what they choose. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're lucky to have a choice.
Oh, this is true. They are lucky to have a choice.
Yes.
And maybe a few of them will actually turn to good, but we're counting on most of them keeping their oath. So that's fine. It's their choice, like you said.
Yes.
Okay. It's reported that the Federal Reserve owners are now no longer Khazarian mafia members. Is this true?
The mess has been dumped on the rest, yes.
Yes, the ones that have stepped in instead are going to be the ones with their necks in the noose, so to speak, or something.
After their neck and alligators.
Yeah. So they will be the ones that blamed or have to pay some price.
They're the ones having to try to clean up the mess.
Are they good people trying to clean up the mess, and they volunteer to go on the board to do this? Be honest. Okay. Was that very smart, or was it very patriotic, so to speak?
It was the light at work.
The light. All right. So the light got them to volunteer. And each one will have whatever is appropriate for their own soul growth happen.
Correct.
Okay. Because that's the way it works. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Does the Federal Reserve Board still own the D.C. Corporation?
Yes.
Okay. Has the Federal Reserve technical area where the money's wired and handled and checks are cleared overnight and so forth, is that now separated and under the U.S. Treasury, or is that still in process?
In process.
Okay, so this is a balancing act to clean up the Fed, move the technical part under the Treasury.
Not do yourself in.
And not do yourself in. And ultimately get rid of the Federal Reserve Board and owners completely, right?
and get rid of any central bank.
And any central bank. Oh, yes. Johnson before Lincoln was right, was he not?
He was.
He was. Okay. Good. Okay. What's going on with Manafort, Paul Manafort?
Some secret mission and the bank.
Okay. So is he being blamed for some things that weren't his, but he's on a mission to do some good things, or is he really a nasty?
This is a good guy.
Okay. Who again has volunteered to try to do what he could?
Yes.
To clean things up? Okay. And what about John and Tony Podesta? What's going on with those two?
They are looking over their shoulder much of the time.
Because these are actually nasties?
Totally.
Total nasties.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see. It's reported by Ben Fulford that the Japanese emperor gave Trump a bond worth approximately 9 trillion U.S., which would buy time for the D.C. corporation. Is there any truth in that?
The numbers aren't accurate, but there is truth that he was given some money.
Okay, not that much.
Right.
Okay, so it's a lesser amount.
Yes.
Okay. And this is because the emperor is still kind of in the nasty column as opposed to the good column?
Cleanup is happening there, too.
Well, I know it will. I know that it is happening. Okay.
Cleanup is happening in the entire plan.
Okay. This is true. Everywhere. All right. Reportedly, the stock market in the U.S. is going up because the Rothschilds bank, and so they're wanting to make the stock market look good. Is that true?
Yes, they're wanting to make it look good. It's one of those, we'll make everybody buy into it. We'll let it crash.
And then it crashes, yeah.
And you'll buy it for small.
Yeah, they buy it back. This has been going on for ages. Yeah. Okay. Will they have the opportunity, time-wise, to crash it and buy back, or are things coming to a head?
Let's just say their plan won't work.
Okay. All right. Plan won't work. Okay. The pedophile cleanup, planet-wise, how is that going?
Full steam.
Yay! Right, okay. Certainly the Hollywood crowd is getting a lot of coverage.
Yeah, efficient.
Yes, and several people high up in Hollywood have had their various awards and projects pulled from them, and rightfully so, okay? However, if the Academy is the one doing this, are they doing it out of the goodness of their heart or trying to look good?
They realize that their public image is badly tarnished. They're trying to save what they can.
So that the whole Hollywood film industry doesn't go in the toilet, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So it's as much a political move as anything. What you're saying.
Save your ass.
Okay.
Putting it bluntly.
Yes. All right, then once this is maybe more fully moved toward resolution, the whole Hollywood pedophile thing, would the next thing up be the medical and pharmaceutical establishment here in this country?
Maybe not the next thing, but very close.
Well, what might be next? Can you reveal that?
No.
No. Okay. Sorry. And somewhere in there is going to be some movement toward full disclosure. Is that not true?
Do you not see that what is happening is leading to that?
Oh, it is leading to it. Yes, it is. It just isn't totally out in the public yet.
But leading towards? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Will that happen this year or next year?
Full disclosure?
Mm-hmm.
Not this year.
Okay. But more, yes. More and more creepy, creepy, creepy toward full
yes.
disclosure this year.
Yes.
Because it has to come out gently, does it not, in order not to freak out the population?
They're trying to do that.
Okay.
Difficult.
Well, yes, because a lot of people are waking up. I mean, it's such a mixed bag. We run into people we think are more awake in our circle that aren't. And yet I know there's people waking up all over, not just in America, but all over the planet.
Correct.
So very, very mixed bag situation, pretty much, yes?
Like you might imagine.
Yes. Yes, with changes this massive. Yes, absolutely. Okay.
It's akin to waking up one day and seeing that the sky is actually yellow. Not good.
Yeah. Surprise!
But it's difficult to take in.
Yes. Or having all the ships up there, or at least a large portion of them, uncloak at once. Whoa!
Yes.
That would
be shocking.
You. And yet there's something like 80% of Americans who do believe we are not alone, that we have been visited by other civilizations, that UFOs are real, not everything in the sky, but many are really UFOs. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So that alone is a good deal to have that much of the population at least be open-minded toward it.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Good thing.
Good thing. Okay. Is the city or area of Raqqa or Raqqa truly free of the ISIS terrorist movement?
Yes.
It really is?
Yes.
Okay, that's a yes. That's great. Does someone imply that this is occurring at city? Is a completion of something they call the Syrian pentagram, which has got to be some kind of energetic thing. Can you address this?
Yes. This configuration, those beings who don't have humanity's best interest at heart put this configuration in place. And it was quite powerful for them for a long time, and now no longer.
Okay, because Raqqa was the last place in the pentagram.
Yes.
So once that was freed, then the whole thing is like dissolved or turned good, or they can't use
gone.
It. It's gone. Okay, it's gone. It's dissolved, basically. Yes. Okay. Carol, welcome.
Thank you, everyone. I've been wanting to ask this question for a long time. I was a subscriber to Contact Newspaper, and they had sent me a picture of you taking an archaeology dig, and I've misplaced that picture. Can you tell me if that's where that might be or where I could find it?
Dear one, you will find it very unusual place within the next 8 days.
I will find it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I live in Kansas. I would like to know what's the winter going to be like?
Dear one, it is not going to be as harsh as you might expect.
Wonderful, good. In other words, not as cold, I guess.
Correct.
And I have a lot of problems with my musculoskeletal system. I'm understanding that is healing up. Can you give me any time frame and when I will be able to be out and about?
Dear one, let me ask somebody who knows how quickly that is going to be allowed.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
When are you going to allow that, dear?
Well, I feel like I am doing that now, or I think I am doing it, but apparently I'm not, huh?
That is not so. I am not telling you that you aren't doing it. I am telling you you are doing it.
Yes, I am. I know that I am.
Yes.
I'm just not very patient. I'd like for it to be done with and over with tomorrow, tonight.
The more at peace you can be with it, the better. The faster it will happen.
Yeah, I like that message. That was a very good message. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And it is an honor for me to speak to you. Thank you so much for being on the call.
My pleasure, dear one.
Thank you.
And I wish you every success with your teaching.
Pardon?
And I wish you every success with your teaching.
Thank you so much. I'm going to need that.
You're entirely welcome.
Good night.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, the uranium deal that Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, approved that had all kinds of inappropriate and illegal pass-throughs, shall we say, where the Canadian company that controlled 20% of the U.S. uranium was sold to Russia at the time. This was, what, 2, 3, 4 years ago, some time ago. Somebody put out a report that that whole thing was fake, but I'm not believing that. Can you verify that the whole uranium deal that Clinton did wrongfully actually did happen?
Well, there are many who wish it was fake, but it was as real as can be.
Yes, there's been a tremendous amount of information about how that kind of deal has to be approved by this department and that person and on and on and on, a whole list of people that have to agree to that, which did not happen.
Well, it did, but there was a lot of greasing of palms that occurred.
Or potential gunpoint and a few other things like that to get it done.
And blackmail.
And blackmail. Standard operating procedure for Ms. Clinton at the time. Yes. Okay, got it.
She is almost out of the room.
She's not. Yeah. This is a long review because it's been a year ago, September 11th, right? So October, November, that's 14 months on our time, our side of review.
Yes.
She made any progress?
No competition with Kindler, but up there.
Well, didn't Hitler start out to be a good guy originally?
Yes.
Yes, and got co-opted in some way, ways.
Ways.
Yes, okay. So, well, 14 months. Okay, so she's got a little bit longer to go. That's a good long time to be in review on our side.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but she certainly has needed that, has she not? Nasty lady. If she is reptilian, do they still go through review when they've taken a human form and done what they've done as a human? Is that the case?
They still go through review.
Okay, because of their human activities. If they remain reptilian, no big deal. That's an honest beingness. Okay. Okay. So that makes sense. All right. Mueller. What's going on with Mueller? And is he good guy, bad guy, mixed bag? Is he doing things under the table to make good? What's happening with Mueller?
He's one of Trump's surprises.
Trump's surprises?
Yeah.
You mean Trump will be surprised? Or
yeah.
Trump knows?
Yeah.
But Mueller will be a surprise to the public, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that will be very interesting. Okay?
Yes.
All right. The healing modalities that I know, the alternative healing modalities that are coming out onto the planet by the droves, really, which is great, even if they just do a small amount of good. Can you speak to our plan and our kind of little group getting together to get this going so we can benefit people? Is this going to work and work well as we envision it, or do we need to make tweaks?
Dear one, there's not anything small about this group that you're going
to do. Okay, small number, but big effectiveness is what you're saying?
I didn't say a small number.
Really?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Is the man named Dave, who contacted me as a surprise, which I believe Merlin engineered that, is he going to be of advantage to us?
Yes, he is.
Okay, great. Okay.
And to himself.
And to himself. All right. Good. Okay, thank you so very much, Sananda. Do you have another word for our callers and listeners before we close?
I will simply repeat my original message.
Okay.
Be peace.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for honoring us with your presence today and being so available and a blessing to all of us. We appreciate it.
You're most welcome, dear one.
Namaste. Namaste.